91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 12 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. A 2-year-old boy is safe after he was found wandering on the road. OPP officers were called to Loyalist Parkway just outside of Bloomfield on Monday afternoon when the boy had wandered from a nearby residence. The boy's grandfather was the only person at home and he was observed as being intoxicated. The boy was taken into the custody of Prince Edward Children's Aid Society and was not injured. A woman is facing charges for a string of wallet thefts in Belleville and Oshawa. Belleville police received 14 complaints of wallet thefts in a week and a half at the end of March and beginning of April. The scam was always the same. The woman distracted shoppers by asking them for help, then picked their purses. Shortly after the theft, some victims' credit or debit cards were compromised. The 40-year-old woman of no fixed address was arrested in Laval, Quebec on Monday. Police continue to investigate similar incidents in Trenton, Port Hope, Cobourg, and Waterloo. Police are looking for a man who attempted to break into three different houses within a half hour and got chased out of them all. Between 4 and 4:30 Sunday morning, three break-and-enters occurred in the Sinclair and Holloway Street area. All three witnesses say the man was wearing dark clothing. Two also identified him as having a slim build, wearing a black hoodie and glasses. Anglers will be hitting the water this weekend to participate in the Kiwanis Walleye World Fishing Derby. Stephanie Wilson of Quinte West Chamber of Commerce says it's easy and not too late to sign up.
You can get your tickets up until Friday night at 12 o'clock. We'll have them at Trenton headquarters. You can get them there or online up until today at 2 p.m. And you just come in. You don't have to pre-register. You can go right out on the water right at midnight on May 7th.
The event kicks off Saturday at 12 a.m. Prime Minister Harper is expected to recall Parliament as early as May 30th after picking a new cabinet. Canadian Press reporter Terry Pedwell says one of the easiest jobs for Harper will be putting together a budget because he already has one.
During the recent campaign, both Finance Minister Jim Flaherty and Stephen Harper insisted that if they were re-elected, they would table the same budget the opposition rejected in March. Harper spokesman Dimitri Suda says nothing has changed, especially now that the Tories have a majority mandate. He says they want to pass the budget before the spring ends and summer begins.
The first order of business for Harper is to swear in a new cabinet. The election results deprived Harper of four ministers, three of them from Quebec. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Stephen Harper says the federal government is ready to assist flood victims of what he calls devastating floods in southeastern Quebec. Rising floodwaters caused by heavy rain have forced 2,800 people from their homes in various communities. Harper has issued a statement saying his government will answer a call for assistance with all means necessary to help ensure people are safe. The Canadian forces are being deployed to the region. Residents of Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu say they need additional help as they scramble to fill sandbags. U.S. President Barack Obama has said the U.S. shouldn't be seen as gloating over the death of Osama bin Laden, so his visit to New York today is intended to be a somber and mostly private one. It'll include a ceremony at Ground Zero and a meeting with families of 9/11 victims. The world's last known combat veteran of the First World War has died in Australia. Claude Stanley Chules was 110. The British-born man, nicknamed Chuckles by his comrades in the Australian Navy, spent 41 years in the military. Reporter Kristen Gillineau says Chules had a great sense of humor.
People asked him all the time, how have you lived so many years? And he usually just said, well, the secret is to just keep on breathing. A few times he would say, well, I think maybe I've lived so long because, you know, my mother always fed me cod liver oil.
A British woman is now the war's last known surviving service member. Florence Green, who turned 110 in February, was a waitress in the Women's Royal Air Force. The royal newlyweds are making another stop in North America after they wrap up their visit to Canada in July. Royal officials say Prince William and his wife Catherine, the new Duchess of Cambridge, will visit California for 3 days starting July 8th. It will be William's first official trip to the United States and Kate's first ever visit to the country. The couple start their first foreign trip as a married couple in Canada on June 30th. General Motors is recalling about 150,000 Chevrolet Cruze compact sedans. Reporter Shirley Smith says the automaker wants to inspect the intermediate steering shaft covers to make sure they were properly installed.
The company says 120,000 of the recalled vehicles with automatic transmission will also be checked for another problem. They want to see if there was proper installation of the transmission shift linkage.
GM says no crashes or injuries have been attributed to either issue, and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has received no consumer complaints. A study suggests the number of Canadian millionaires will jump by more than 40% over the next 9 years. The Deloitte Center for Financial Services predicts the number of millionaires in this country will surge to more than 2.4 million by 2020. It attributes part of the increase to Canada's strong economy, especially in the resource sector. Perhaps somebody egged him on. Australian officials have charged a teenager with breaking into a Justin Bieber concert and throwing eggs at the pop star. Video footage of the concert last Friday shows several raw eggs smash on the stage, nearly missing Bieber and his backup singers. But they continue to sing and dance nonetheless. That's 91X News to 1205. Jennifer Bowman has sports next.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get an orange cranberry slim sensation muffin and small premium roast coffee, all only $1.39 plus tax every day. At participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon, I'm Jennifer Bowman with 91X Sports. The Wellington Dukes' chances of winning the RBC Cup are waning after last night's 5-2 loss to the Vernon Vipers. Darcy Murphy and Joe Zarbo scored the goals for Wellington in the first and third periods, but it wasn't enough to defeat the two-time defending champs. The Vernon Vipers continue to dominate the tournament with 18 straight wins in regulation time in the RBC Cup. The Dukes face off against the Portage Terriers early this evening. The Predators also need a win tonight, a loss at home, and National faces going to Vancouver, trailing the Canucks 3-1. So far, the margin of victory in the series has been razor thin. The three previous games were decided by one goal, with two of them ending in overtime. Tampa Bay beat Washington 5-3 to complete a 4-game sweep of the Capitals in their playoff series. For Alex Ovechkin and the Caps, it was yet another bitter postseason disappointment. Ovechkin was asked if he thinks the team will be broken up.
I hope not. Again, this locker room, it's unbelievable. Everybody support each other, and I hope this team is going to be next year.
The Tampa Bay Lightning are going to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since their 2004 Cup-winning season. Dirk Nowitzki scored 24, and the Dallas Mavericks shocked the cold-shooting Lakers 93-81 to take a 2-0 series lead after taking both games in Los Angeles in their Western Conference semifinal. The Lakers missed their first 15 three-point attempts and finished 2-for-20 behind the arc. Kyle Drabek replaces Ricky Romero on the mound as Toronto Blue Jays try to win their series in Tampa Bay. Romero was scratched from his scheduled start with a mild abdomen strain. He could still pitch Saturday against Detroit. The best team in the American League is on the field in Oakland for a matinee game. The Cleveland Indians are an AL best 20-9. They face the A's in one of 8 afternoon ball games. Los Angeles Clippers forward Blake Griffin has been named the NBA's Rookie of the Year by a unanimous vote. Griffin says he matured as a player as the season developed.
I think there's a huge difference for me, you know, as opposed to from game one as opposed to game 82. You know, not only physically but mentally and knowing the game and understanding the game.
Griffin received every first place vote from the panel of 118 media members, easily outdistancing Washington's George Wall. Carolyn Wozniacki still can't figure out Julia Georges. The top-ranked Dane was upset by Georges in 3 sets at the Madrid Open. The 27th-ranked German also beat Wozniacki at the Porsche Grand Prix final last month. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Mark Venema with 91x weather.
Today's sunny with a high of 15, clearing overnight with a low plus 4. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness near noon with a small chance of showers in the afternoon and evening with a high of 14. Saturday, we'll see a mix of sun and cloud and a high around 16. Sunday, cloudy with 30% chance of showers, high of 15. And Monday, sunny with a high of 17. At 12:09, it's 12 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema with Jennifer Bowman.
91X News has been brought to you by McDonald's.